This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Inflation is a growing problem, and yet our political leaders have very few policy tools they can use to combat it. If you're older, you might remember the inflation of the 1970s, and you might even remember how the Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker, with the support of President Ronald Reagan, dealt with it. He increased interest rates and reduced the money supply. Unfortunately, those tools can't be used this time. Rod Thompson writes about the coming financial vice that illustrates why the solution four decades ago can't be implemented this time. The current Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell, can't employ the same 1-2 punch. Paul Volcker raised interest rates higher than inflation. By contrast, Jerome Powell is only talking about raising interest rates from 0.25% to 0.5%. Why can't the Federal Reserve raise interest rates higher? Well, the simple answer is the U.S. national debt. I encourage you to look at the U.S. debt clock. As I write this, the national debt is $29.7 trillion. The interest we will pay on that debt is $422 billion. I will guarantee that between the time I write this and when you go to the website, you will see those numbers have increased. Let's do some simple math. Each 1% increase adds an additional $422 billion. If the Federal Reserve just wanted to raise interest rates to 5%, the interest on the national debt would be $2.1 trillion. That is roughly equivalent to what we as the government spend each year on Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security combined. This illustrates the financial vice that is squeezing the federal government and the Federal Reserve in 2022. I also think that is why few in government want to talk about it. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.